Making things different. The main thing that stood out for me as I watched my parents-in-law home become less and less suitable for them was how different things could have been. The so-called senior-friendly home they moved into, in that gated community, seemed like a good start, but truth be told, it did them no good at all. In fact, they were worse off than if they had stayed in the large two-story home they raised their family in, because the smaller place was much farther from family and farther from sources of hired caregivers to help. As a building professional, I envisioned many practical, meaningful enhancements that could have been done to their house, some simple, some more involved. So, what are the things that could have been done to make the place more workable for my mother-in-law and also for the hired caregivers that became a bigger part of life as dementia rolled on with Dad? Some basics include an access ramp, tamper-proof stove, lockable cabinet doors, an emergency alert system, Wi-Fi cameras, an accessible shower, a porch lift. Enhancements like these and others would have made a world of difference to my parents-in-law, but we didn't have time to put them in. The progress of Dad's aging and dementia was faster than we could complete the upgrades, even with professional building help. And while there are always things to do to make your home better suited to aging, the sooner you begin this process, the better. Now that Dad is gone and Mom is in the nursing home and hating it, I can see how we should have looked further ahead than we did. Making changes sooner rather than later is one of the main things needed to make the most of aging at home. Our family has missed the opportunity, but you don't have to. With an understanding of what aging at home looks like for the unprepared, I've begun working with forward-thinking seniors to make the vital changes in their home ahead of time. One such couple is Susan and Ian. They're both able-bodied and in their 70s, but they realize they need to act now to make things better later. I have Susan and Ian's permission to share their experiences here and there as part of this course. You'll be hearing from them from time to time.